Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second. The left fielder, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch McCall. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dutch McCall. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Claude Corbett. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Wyrostek. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Littlewiller. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlkup. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Vandermeer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Vandermeer. And now, play ball. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Corbett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Waitkus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Corbett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Waitkus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller takes first base on ball four. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno strikes out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into left field. Waitke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0 for 1 in the game. Verben hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Waitke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Corbett hits a pop-up towards third. Pafko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wyrostek is called out on strikes. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Waitkus. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Littlewiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall is 0 for 1 in the game. McCall hits a pop-up towards first. Sauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0 for 2 in the game. Verben takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Verben moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamarno hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vandermeer takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeffcoat moves to third. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. Cavaretta moves to second. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Corbett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Waitkus. Corbett reaches second base with a double. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0 for 2 in the game. Wyrostek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corbett scores. It's 1 to nothing, Reds. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Wyrostek moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sauer bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wyrostek moves to third. Hatton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Littwiller hits a fly ball towards center. Jeff Coat catches it and throws to home to double up Wyrostek. Two outs. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 2 in the game. Lamarno hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall is 0 for 2 in the game. McCall hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlcup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Verben hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sauer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Waitkus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Vandermeer hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Waitkus, who is chasing the ball. Baumholtz reaches third base with a triple. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlcup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wyrostek takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hatton bunts towards the mound. McCall fields it and throws to first for the out. Wyrostek moves to second. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Littwiller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-3 in the game. Lamarno hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Corbett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.